It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Chris Bryan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Cal. How's it going today?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent. You're keeping busy, are you, in Alberta?
Oh, keeping busy. Yeah, I'm in the construction industry, and we've just been flat out all year, just hard to get product over the ocean with what's going on with the current COVID situation. But we're plugging away, keeping busy.
Yep, you bet, and playing some music as well. We'll talk about that in just a second. And of course, the new single for you called "Saturday's Over for the Girl." We'll talk about that coming up here in just a second as well. But how has the year been for you?
It's been an interesting year, you know, trying to juggle the work life and still always anticipating a comeback for live music, and then sort of just getting a little crack in the door where we thought things were kind of going back to normal. And now, of course, with Alberta doing their restrictions again for the masks and indoor events, a bunch of my stuff that I had on the books has now been canceled or postponed. So it's been a bit of a year of ups and downs, but you know what? I'm healthy and my family's healthy, and what else can you ask for, right?
That's terrific for sure. The rodeo crowd seems to love you too, right?
Yeah, my calendar filled up with a bunch of rodeo events this year, which is kind of been awesome. I've found my little market there that I really enjoy doing and enjoy all those ag events. I'd love to make my way out to some of the Saskatchewan ones next year, but this year I've had a pretty packed full calendar of these rodeo events and cabarets, and we've still been able to perform since technically a lot of them are outdoor events. So we have to battle the elements of the weather outside sometimes, but hey, you know what? We still get to play music, so.
Exactly. New tune of yours called "Saturdays Are for the Girl." I've been excited to talk to you about this single for quite some time. It's got a really cool hook to it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's Johnny Gasparic's work out of MCC Recording out of Calgary. He's just a magician with the songs that I send him, and he really hit it out of the park with this one because we were kind of looking for a bit of a modern spin and a really high energy, and he got on that lead guitar, man, and I can't say enough about how that one turned out, and super excited about it. So
they don't call him Six Pack for nothing, right?
That's right.
Tell me about the song specifically. Tell me the story behind it.
Yeah, so that song, it's really about you know, meeting that, you know, I've always kind of been a guy's guy and enjoyed going out for drinks on the weekends and stuff like that, and enjoy, you know, being around a crowd and that song is just about meeting that one girl that makes you not really worry too much about that life and just want to spend your Saturday evenings with that girl. So that's kind of where the idea came up for that. It's usually the saying that we've always heard is Saturdays are for the boys, and I kind of decided to do a play on words with that one and went into a write with my buddies Dave Boris and Aaron Pollock out of Calgary there, and we just had a really fun time writing that one, and it was another one of those ones that just wrote itself. And that was actually a couple of years ago, but when we wrote it, I thought to myself, you know what, this is a really fun tune and it could be a successful one. So when it came time to look through the catalog, my finger went right to this one. So
perfect. Is that the writing team you write with most then, or?
No, actually, it's I write with a bunch of different people, but it was actually my first time writing with Dave and Aaron together. I've got a lot of songs written with Dave. He's an exceptional writer. He's based out of BC. He's awesome. He's really helped me start my career and has given me a bunch of dates to write with me and written on some of my favorite ideas. And Aaron's just a tremendous. He's also an artist himself, but a tremendous songwriter. The guy writes more songs than you could ever imagine. He brought a really cool element to it. So we've written songs since, and it was just a really, really good team to get together with and team up on that idea.
Well, we're heading into September here now. We're in the middle of September, I guess, and things are really happening for you. It looks like things are, as far as music is concerned, you got a job that keeps you busy, all that sort of thing. What else are you looking forward to this fall? Besides the obvious, I guess, right? You kind of want to get out in front of somebody, I would imagine, and play. But
absolutely. It's going to be a pretty crazy, crazy fall as far as my day job. Finding that balance between, you know, music and working 50-hour weeks. It's interesting, but it keeps me busy, and I love it. And now it's heading into fall. I'm a big outdoorsman, and it's heading into hunting season. So that's when I find my couple minutes to take to myself, that's where you can find me, is out in the mountains and out in the wilderness doing some hunting and fishing. So
what do you like to hunt?
My bread and butter, and what you can usually find in my freezer is moose, and that's my go-to. I love moose meat, and I don't think actually we had such a successful season last year. I don't think I bought beef once this past year, so it's been. Gotta love having a freezer full of wild organic game. I love that. So.
Well, there's some moose out here for you too, Chris. So come on over.
I might have to put that in the calendar.
Awesome, buddy. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, you can find me. My tunes are on, including Saturdays Are for the Girl. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Actually picked it up on a couple of their playlists, which was awesome. You can find me. My website is www.chrisbriancountry.com. Brian is spelled B-R-I-E-N. Same thing with Facebook. Search up Chris Brian Country. Or my Instagram handle is at Chris Brian Country. So any of those platforms, you can find me on there. And it's not just music and that. It's kind of a reflection of my what I do for day-to-day stuff and how I keep the country out there.
Perfect. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new tune, and we'll catch up to you soon.
Thanks, Cal. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Chris Brian on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.